on Ayin Amud Beis at the bottom. Okay, brand new perek. Kol HaZvachim. And what we'll see here is a perek with a Mishnah with four parts to it, talking about different issues in mixtures in Tarovis. We're going to see, as you, I put it there on the sheet, Mishnah A, Mishnah B, Mishnah C, and Mishnah D. It's all one Mishnah as printed in ours, but they're dealing with fundamentally different issues. Karban mixed with a karban that has to be left to die, the chataos hamesos, as well as the shorah niskal gets thrown in because also that one is supposed to die. Then you have a karban mixed with an animal that's disqualified because of some sort of an avera. Then you have a karban mixed with chulin that are tmimin, not baalei mum. If they were baalei mum, it would be easy, because then we would know which one was the karban. And then lastly, the karban that's mixed up with other types of valid karbanos, and now we have to deal with what type of karban it was that this karban got mixed with. And hilarity ensues. So, Mishnah begins. First part. Kol hazvachim shenisarvu b'chatos hamesos, o b'shor haniskol, afilu achas beribo, yamusu kulan. If karbanos get mixed in with chatos hamesos, you remember the list of five. If you don't, Rashi can refresh your memory here. He gives you chamesh chatos mesos ninu, the five karbanos chatos that have to be left to die, or vlad chatos, the child of a karban chatos, some discussion. Chadas shemesu be'aleha. The owners of the chadas passed on, so no one else can use it as a karban chadas. It was really theirs for their avera, which has already been atoned for, but with their passing. Utmuras chadas. Someone did tmura with a chadas, and now you have the animal from that. Shekipu be'aleha. The bailim already brought a different animal. V'sha'avda v'shenimtzeis ba'alas mum. It should say really v'nimtzeis ba'alas mum. The animal was lost and then discovered with a mum. So all five of those cases, it has to be left to die. What if it gets mixed in with other karbanos, or the shor haniskal, the murderous ox that now has to be killed? Afilo achas beribo yamusu kulan. The sound of it in the Mishnah is that it's even if one kosher karban got mixed in with 10,000 that had to be left to die. The Gemara is going to come back to this and clarify and say no, it's even if the ratio is the other way, where it's 10,000 kosher karbanos and only one that's supposed to be left to die. Even still, the rule is the same. Yamusu kulan, all of them have to die. That's the principle. Tosfos here discusses this issue of, first of all, the Alpi Bailim. The Alpi Bailim we didn't get to yet. But he discusses the issue of saying that all of them have to be left to die. He's bothered because we have another Gemara that talks about where you have an ox that we think committed murder that hasn't actually been tried, and it's mixed with oxen that are shor haniskal. They are already to be left to, they are all supposed to be killed. And the rule there is that all of them are pater. I have a shor haniskal that hasn't been tried, and it got mixed with convicted shorim haniskalim, if you will. The rule is that all of them are pater. So this long Tosfos Afilu here deals with that as his jumping off point to discuss why. In the case there, the majority of them, even the great majority, are aser, right? And you're talking about hediotos. You're talking about not carbon cases at all. Why, if here we're going to say that one carbon or even 1,000 carbonos got mixed with one shor haniskal, you're going to let them all die, but by the hediot case, where there's no loss for the Beis HaMikdash at all, you're going to let them all free. That's what bothers Tosfos. So the Re answers that it's talking about where this ox was mixed in with innocent oxen. It's not that it was one. It's not that it was an untried ox with murderous oxen. It was mixed in with innocent ones. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees based on the language of the source, and that's where the rest of this Tosfos comes in. Rabbeinu Tam trying to figure out what to do with it. In any case, that's our first part of the Mishnah. Nisarvu b'shor shenev da bo avera. What if the ox got mixed in with or not just an ox, but in this case we mentioned an ox because we started with shor haniskal. Shenev da bo avera, that was used for an avera, by which we mean o shehemis has ha'adam, it killed somebody, but only al pi erechad, al pi bailim, there was only one witness to it, or only the owners can testify to it. Veroveya v'nirba, or the case in which it was involved in an act of revia, an act of bestiality, either as the actor or the acted upon. B'muktza, set aside for Avodah Zarah, v'ne'avad, or it was actually worshipped as Avodah Zarah, be'esnan u'mechir, the esnan zona that was given as payment to the zona, the mechir kelev, it was traded in for a dog, b'kilayim, top of ayin aleph mud beis, see how easy these davim are, all in the timing, you got it, b'kilayim u'betreifa, Rashi explains the issue for kilayim and treifa. Here we're out of the category of nevda bo'avera already. Nevda bo'avera referred to the first few that we mentioned. Now we're already past that. Why is kilayim going to be usur as or invalid at any rate as a korban? If you take a look at the top Rashi, kilayim betreifa as well as biyotze dofen, the animal born by C-section. Shoro chesev, Rashi explains, the pasuk says nemor prat lekilayim. That means to exclude kilayim, the product of a mixed mating. Because it says shor or chesev, meaning those unique distinct species, ki yivaleid, when it is born, prat liyotzei dofen, that excludes the yotzei dofen because it wasn't born in the normal manner of leida, so the C-section is out. And what about treifa? Sarashi says treifa hasam amrinan, kishu hasam being in menachos, kishu omer min habakar lemata she'ein tamad lomar lozi esa treifa, the words min habakar are used and they don't appear to be necessary, it's to exclude a treifa. The treifa is invalid. But a treifa that's a normal treifa, that's not a karban, you can benefit from it. You can give it to your dogs to eat. That's its own discussion. But the point for us is we have gzeras hakasuv. The Torah excludes for us kilayim yotzei dofen as well as treifa from being valid as karbanos. They don't have to be left to die. So what happens if my carbon gets mixed with those? We're on the top line on Ayin Aleph from the base, 71B. Yiru ad sheyistavu. So in that case, we wait until they get a mum. It's funny that we use the term yiru ad sheyistavu to refer to a mum. We do that sometimes, but usually yistavu is a reference to tumah. Right? If you ever take a look at Onkelos on the parasha, like mitum os b'nei Yisrael, he says miso avas. Is the term that he uses. It seems to be some kind of disqualification from carbon rather than being unique to mum or to tumah. But the rule is you let it graze until it gets a mum. And then v'yimachru, you sell it off. V'yavi b'dmei ayafasha v'hen me'oso amin, and you take the value of the most expensive of these animals and use that as the carbon. And the reason you want to use the most expensive is because that way you're covered. In case it was actually one of the less expensive, you're still fine. If it was the most expensive, you're still fine. You haven't cheated the Beis HaMikdash. If you take a look at Rashi on Yiru at Sheyistavu, the last wide line on top, Dimachmas Hazevach HaMu'urav Bahen Ne'esru Kulam Lehedyot. Because of the carbon that's mixed in, all of them are now usur for regular use. Ulechal Lo Alamos Ba'odo Tami Efshar. And you can't do the redemption before it gets a mum. Hilkach Yiru at Sheyistavu. So you let them graze until they get blemished. V'yavi Bidmei Hayaf. And as we said in the Mishnah, you take the value of the most expensive and use that to bring a carbon of the variety that got mixed in. Im olahu yavi maos kineged me ayafah shabakula deshema hazevachu ayafah. If it's an ola, then you bring an ola using the value of whatever was the most expensive among them, because maybe that was the carbon. V'yamar, and he says kol makam shu hazevach, whichever one is the carbon, yemachula lamaos halalu, it should be redeemed for this value, for this money. V'yavi min amaos ola, and you bring an ola, not just ola, vim shlamim shlamim. The same thing would be true if it was a shlamim. We're not discriminating here among the karbanos. So that's our second phase in the Mishnah. The case of the animal that killed and only has the testimony of the owners is a particularly interesting one. Rashi gives us one explanation for why that animal cannot be killed. The explanation that Rashi gives is because it can't get tried properly. The one that's on I'm mixing up Rashi and Tosfos, bad idea. Rashi says the reason why this animal, about whom the owners testify, can't be killed is because modeh b'knas poter. Killing the animal is a knas to the owner, and you're admitting the guilt of your animal, therefore you're automatically poter. That's Rashi. Tosfos disagrees and says it's gzeras hakasuv. He says the issue is gzeras hakasuv, because we are told that the animal must be tried with the owners present, and has to be tried in a certain way and all that, and we have psukim that exclude the animal about which the owners admit the owner that the animal was murderous. The Dam Zavachim explains that there's a nafkamina between those two explanations. The nafkamina is if the Bailam are modeh, the owners admit my animal did it, and then Edim show up, witnesses show up after that. So Rashi will say, modeh b'knas potter. Doesn't matter. The owners, once the owners admit it, it's all over. Whereas Tosfos will say, no, now I have other people to incriminate the ox. Now we, in fact, will try and kill the animal.
But the principle is
it's not a principle issue. You're killing the ox. You're talking about killing your ox. You're not talking about paying for whatever it killed.
What's the knas here? Only
the murder of your ox, the execution of your ox. Yes, correct. Okay. Sorry. You're talking about Hamas al Pied Echad, and now I should consider that a suffix because I have one aide who says that. That's the question. I think because the Torah explicitly rules out Eidus al Pied Echad, we don't even consider it a suffix. In other words, this is not acceptable as testimony, not even on the ground level.
Is the Baal Din here? Is the Baal Din this person?
So the animal is actually the Baal Din.
But the owner is...
The owner is not a Baal Din to be disqualified for that reason, no. Right, it's true, it involves his property, you're right. Theoretically, we should disqualify him for that reason.
But it's long handling.
Yeah.
I'm not saying my hand, it's not me, isn't it?
Right. But again, these principles are born of psukim. The principle of modeh b'knas patur is also born of psukim. So I think that overrides the issue of nogeh b'davar. So we had our first two layers in this Mishnah. The first layer was carbon mixed with an animal which was to die. The second layer was a carbon mixed with an animal that's disqualified as a carbon. And then our third layer, and that is a carbon mixed with a non-carbon that is tam, that is unblemished. Third line on the page, 9 alphabet base. And this arvu b'chulin et tamimim, if it gets mixed in with chulin that is unblemished, so theoretically that could be a carbon, yimachru ha-chulin l'tzarchei oso amin. So what you do is you sell off the chulin animals to be used for a carbon of that variety. If you see Rashi, Nisarbu b'chulin t'mimin, o echad b'echad, whether it's one for one, o zevach echad b'chulin harbe, one carbon in many animals, yimachru kol ha-chulin l'tzarchei min, oso a carbon. You sell off all the chulin to be brought for that type of a carbon, v'nimtzeis, or the... Some change that addition, but it's not germane for us. Hare kulan kadshim shalmin echad. They will now all be karbanos of the same variety. Elashen yadua kol echad shalmihu. Our only problem is we don't know who the owner is. V'yikarvu kulan kol echad v'echad l'shem mishehu. So each one will be brought by somebody. In other words, I had a karban ola to bring. My ola got mixed in with other animals that are not karbanos. Let all of them become karbanos ola. You summon people. You put out an ad and say, anyone who needs an ola, come buy one of these karbanos. And we all bring these karbanos. As our carbonola, that's easy. Chatas obviously is a lot more complicated. Because the chatas has to be brought by the proper owner. If I dedicate a chatas for my avera, someone else can't bring it. So now we have a bigger problem, and the Gemara gets into that, I believe. No, the chatas cannot. Fourth phase in the Mishnah, the last phase, carbon mixed with other carbon, where it's a valid carbon. Now what do I do? So, kadshim bikadshim, if you're dealing with carbonos mixed with other carbonos, then we have the following subcategories. First, min bimino, where they're all of the same variety. So, all carbonos ola, for example. Right. So zayikarev l'shem mishehu, v'zayikarev l'shem mishehu. So each one will be brought for some owner, for one of the owners. That's our easy case. Again, chatas being a separate variety, separate issue. Kadshim b'kadshim min b'she'eino mino. Whereas if you're dealing with where the karbanos are of different varieties, so now I have a problem. I can't just say, well, let's bring this animal as an ola. Maybe it's in fact a shlamim. Or vice versa. So yiru ad sheyistavu, you wait for them to get a mum. We have the word vimachru in parentheses. We'll see Rashi. Rashi objects strenuously to the idea that you're actually selling it off, as we'll see. V'yavi b'dmei yafeh shebahen mimin zeh. Either way, though, you have to end up with the financial value of these animals, and then what you have to do is take whatever is the most expensive. Let's say one of the animals is a $1,000 animal. All the other animals are $400. You have one animal that's a thousand. $1,000 animal. So what you're going to have to do is take a $1,000. Let's say it's Ola mixed with Shlomim. I'm making that up. Okay, let's make it the simplest possible case. One Ola, one Shlomim. So one of them was worth $1,000. One of them was worth $400. You have to buy a $1,000 carbon Ola and a $1,000 carbon Shlomim. Ubed me'ayafasha ben mimin zeh. Correct. You have to because I don't know which one was supposed to be the $1,000 animal. V'yafsid hamosar mi beso. Ah, but wait a minute. Who's forking over the next $600 out of the mix? The answer is you are. You lose the difference from your house, meaning from your own assets. That's the way that this is going to work. Actually, no. Rashi has a technical obligation to this v'yimachru line. He has a problem with it for several reasons. Take a look, please, at Rashi v'yimachru. It's about 15 lines up in the thinnest lines. Nimtzu d'mei ola. Nimtzu d'mei ola ola d'mei shlamim shlamim. Theoretically, if you're selling them off, then the money of the ola is for the ola. The money of the shlamim is for the shlamim. V'ene yodea ezo ola v'ezo shlamim. But you don't know which is which. Helchach yitol maoz mi beso keneged d'mei ha'yafes. What you do is you take money opposite the value of the finest of these animals. V'yomar kol makum shehen mi maoz ola yischalalu al elu. And what you do is you say wherever the money is, wherever the value is, let it be redeemed. Wherever the carbon is, let it be redeemed for this money. If you notice that bracketed word we just read, mi beso, he takes the money from his house, not money from his sale, as we'll see. The lefisha eno yodea ezo minu yahaya yafa. He doesn't know whether the ola was nicer or the shlamim was nicer. V'yavi mos kayotze behed. He brings money equal to their value. V'yomer, and he says kol makom shein mos shlamim yumechulal al elu. V'nimtza masid oso odev mi beisa. He loses the extra from his home. Fine. That's so far so good. Now he gets into yimachru. V'li nira. It appears to me v'lo garsinan v'yimachru. You don't say v'yimachru. Ela yiru ad shiistavu. Rather, you wait till they get a blemish because they can't be redeemed until then. V'yavi b'dmei ha'yafa shebahen, etc. And you bring the value of. U'betchilas chilulan, and when you first do the redemption, yomar, you should say, kol makom shehi ola tehei mechulalas aleilu. V'chol makom shein shlamim yu mechulalan aleilu. You say, whichever one is the ola is redeemed for this, whichever one is the shlamim is redeemed for this. You don't use a language of sale, you use a language of redemption. No, not Tamura. Tamura would be this original one remains Kodesh and whatever remains Kodesh. This is redemption of a Baal Mum. The Tamura doesn't go on a Baal Mum. Tamura goes on a valid carbon. V'yavi me elu olo me elu shlamim. And you bring olo and shlamim from the money. How do I know that this is what you're doing? V'teda delo garsinale. You know that this is that we don't have the addition of sell it. Rather, we're talking about chilul. Because the next line is going to talk about where your carbon gets mixed in with bechor or maaser, and you can't sell that, right? We learned in regarding maaser behema. Namar lo yigael. The Torah says lo yigael. The eino nimkar lo chay velo shachad lo tam velo baal mum. It may never be sold. You can't sell a maaser behema animal even after it has a mum. The alfinu la bechoros. The gemara bechoros deduces it. The lo yigael. When the Torah says lo yigael, which literally we would take to mean it can't be redeemed. Lo yimacherhu. It means it can't be sold. When you're dealing with the meiser behema in the bechor case, it's getting a blemish and you're eating it. And when you're dealing with the non-meiser in bechor case, what we're saying is you redeem it. It gets a blemish and you do the redemption and bring a new carbon with the redemption money, but you may not do the sale. So again, carbon mixed with other carbon, min bimino, if they're all the same type of a carbon, just different owners, so let each one be brought by a different owner. If it's min b'she'ino mino, if you're dealing with a different with different carbonos, different types of carbonos, you wait for them to get a mum, you redeem them, and you bring new carbonos of each variety, bless you, and each one has to be worth whatever the most expensive animal in the mix was worth. Back in the Mishnah, we get to our Bechor and Meiser case, we are 9 lines down. Nisarvu b'Bechor u'Maaser, if it got mixed in with Bechor or Maaser behema, yiru ad sheyistavu, so you have to wait for it to get a mum, v'yayachlu k'Bechor u'Maaser, and then let them be eaten, just like Rashi just said before. That's the principle. You can't bring it as a carbon, as Rashi points out. There really isn't anything else you could do at this point. Rashi does point out that there are some carbon which theoretically would match. Was that what you're going to ask?
What if he made it, if it was like an ola, how could he treat the ola as a bechor or a maaser?
He can't. So that's why you have to get it, let it get a mum, and then by
you'll redeem it.
Yeah, and then you redeem it. Right. Rashi points out there are karbanos that overlap with Bechor and Meiser, Shlamim specifically. They, in terms of the fact that it's going to be eaten by the Kohanim, I mean, you can always take care of it, but the problem is, or owner / Bailim, depending on what you're talking about, but the problem is that you still have different matan damam on the Mizbeach. You have different placement on the Mizbeach that's going to still run you into trouble, different Nesachim that you bring. There's no such thing as a true match. If it was a true match, it would be Min B'mino. That would be that. Okay, last point that the Mishnah makes: Hakol Yecholim His Arev. All karbanos can be mixed together, Chutz Menachatas VeHaAsham, except for Chatas and Asham. And the Gemara is going to have to explain that on Daf Ayin Hey. But that's the principle. Rashi also has another note that I want to call attention to in his Dibur Maskel Yiruach Yistavel, where it's mixed in with the Bechor and the Meiser. Rashi first explains that when you're dealing with Bechor and Meiser, you're not allowed to sell it on the market. You can't weigh it the way that they normally weigh things. It's considered a disgrace to Hektish. So Rashi points out, V'im Tomar, if you see where the Rashi ends on the Mishnah and go up seven lines, it's the middle of the Rashi. He says, V'im Tomar, you might ask, Hashta'ika b'hai zevach ha'ma'urav p'seda de Hektish. That means that Hektish is now going to lose, because the carbon that got mixed in with the Bechor and Meiser is supposed to be redeemed in the open market way. It's supposed to have a full redemption, which means it's going to be measured properly, which means people will know its real value and they'll give more. Whereas if you're dealing with Bechor and Meiser, you can't do that. People are going to give less. So therefore, the Beis HaMikdash is going to end up losing. That's supposed to never happen. Remember the rule: when you're dealing with the Beis HaMikdash, the house always wins. The Beis HaMikdash never loses. So how is it that here, you're going to allow the carbon to be redeemed for less than it would have gotten? He says, Dekeven de Nishka Balitra, since it's not going to be weighed with the normal market weights, lo tafiyu parikle. People won't add extra and redeem it properly, the way it should be. So he says, Inachanami, you're right. But that's the way it goes. It means shum pseda didei lo mezalzalina on a bechor u'maiser. It doesn't mean pseda didei. It means pseda de hektish. The fact that the hektish will lose is not considered sufficient justification to degrade bechor and maiser. Neidi lo have a ma'arev delekazi lusa ele bedidei mezalzalina nebei mishum derav chanami didei. Who granted if the carbon stood alone and you just had to redeem that, we would degrade it. We would say weigh it in a way that's going to get the Beis HaMikdash the best proceeds. That's true, we would, because the same loss that comes with the degrading of this carbon is made back with bringing a nicer carbon. But to degrade the Bechor nicer, in order to bring a nicer carbon of the other variety, that we're not going to do. That's how Rashi explains the justification. Okay, so we had four different types of mixtures in the Mishnah. First thing we have to do is go back to the language from the beginning. We mentioned this already as we first went through it. The language in the beginning of the Mishnah, even 1 in 10,000, made it sound like this rule applies even if it's one carbon in 10,000 non-carbonos. And we were bothered because, well, that's not an even case. That's the obvious one. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's what we meant. My afilu, what did we mean when we said afilu echad beribo? Hachi ki amar, this is what we're saying. Kol hazvachim shenis arvu ben chataos hamesos o sharaniskol. If other karbanos have chataos hamesos, animals have to be left to die, or sharaniskol, afilu echad beribo, even if it's one that's disqualified, mixed in with 10,000 valid karbanos, yamusu kulan. Even still, they all are left to die. That was the point. The ratio goes the other way. The Gemara now says, well, Tanina Chada Zimna, we've learned this principle before. This isn't news. And I brought you here on the sheet the two other sources in full that they're going to quote. One is Temura and one is Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah in Temura says, read it on the sheet first, please, and that way we'll be familiar with it in the Gemara. Kol Asurin Lagabe Mizbeach Osurin Bechol Shehein. Anything that's Asur to go on the Mizbeach, right? In other words, our second part of our Mishnah is going to prohibit everything. Haroveva, Nirba, Mukta, Neva, right? The list is familiar. So the Mishnah in Temura really seems to say what we said in the second part of our Mishnah, part B, if you will. And then you have the one in Avodah Zarah, which says, Elu Asurin Va'osin Bechol Shein, and it talks about Isurei Hana. and says that they will prohibit their mixtures. And it gives us a nice long list of things we didn't even mention in our Mishnah. The Yayin Nesach, Avodas Kochavim, Aros Levuvin, which is also from Avodas Kochavim, Shor Hanisko, which we did mention. It has all these animals that are Aser Bahana, or all these carbon elements that are Aser Bahana. So what do I need our Mishnah to talk about Isurei Hana? That's our challenge here, is that we appear to have redundancy. And that's what the Gemara is going to ask now. Taneina Chada Zimna, back in our Gemara, a dozen lines up from the bottom. We already learned this. This is the source from the Gemara in Temura, the Mishnah really in Temura, and it says if it's also to the Mizbeach, it'll prohibit the entire mixture. What we said in Mishnah B, the second part of our Mishnah, Haroveyav Anirba, etc. So Amar Rav Ashi says, Amrisa Lishmaise Kamei de Rav Simi. He says, I said this in front of Rav Simi, the same issue. Va'atzrachan, and he explained why both of these are needed. He says, Di'imei Hasam, had it been from there, from the Mishnah in Temura, Hava Amina, Hava Hanimili Ligavoa, Avalahejot Emalo. I would have said that what Temura is talking about is something that is that the well had I I'm sorry had I only said the Temura one, I would have said Hani Mili Ligava. Rashi gives it to you, the last of the medium lines, Hani Mili Ligava, Kulan Meuravin Asurin Ligava. All the ones that are mixed in are ones that you can't bring as a karban. Umutarin Lahedyo Bereio Vepedia. But the cases you mentioned are animals which you could theoretically redeem and then use. In other words, these are mutar bahana. They're just aser lamizbeach, is the way that I put it on the table. You see if you see the table, that column there next to Zvachim in Temura. The item in Temura is an item that's aser lamizbeach, but mutar bahana. As Rashi continues, delo ari hasam bin isaru bi isurei hana. That's not talking about isurei hana in Temura. So back in our Gemara, the Gemara says that's what I would have gotten from there. Hanimi le gavoa, sure, there are shalom izbeach, aval lehedyo de malo, but not isurei hana. Ve'ime hacha, and had I only brought our Mishnah, hava amina, I would have said, hani hu de isurei hana ninu. These are the ones that are off limits like this because they are aser bahana. They're aser lam izbeach and aser bahana. Aval hani, but the ones in Temura that are just aser lam izbeach, emalo, I would have said maybe the same principle should not apply. Instead, in fact, they should be butl, Rashi says. Emani bali isurei hana baruba shloi musu elayiru. I should say, don't say they should all die. Let them be butl barof. Rather, you should let them graze, get a mum, v'yimachru, and then sell them off. That's what I would have said. So therefore, I need both zvachim and Temura, and they'll have the same method of remediation. That's the idea. That's what I would have said. So he says, V'imei hachad, had it been from here, I'm going back over the line. V'imei hachad, had it been from here alone, from Zvachim alone, without Temura, hava amina, I would have said, hani hu de isurei hana ninu. These are aser bahana. Aval hani, but these, and here, I like what the Bach does. Hani, he throws in four words from the next line. De lavi isurei hana ninu, but these which are not aser bahana, meaning the Temura list, I would have said, a malo would not. So tzrichi, you need both. So the Gemara then asks, now you jump those four words that the Bach transplanted. It's the same idea in the end, but it reads well the way you did it. Hatanale, the Gemara says, but I still know that. I still know the principle from the source in Avodah Zarah, which told me about Isurei Hana. Don't tell me you need Zvachim to teach me about Isurei Hana, because I have a source already in Avodah Zarah that does that. Hatanale, we already learned that. So which he answers, Mi katani, Rashi adds the key words, b'chol shehu. Does it say over there, in the source in Avodah Zarah, I'm sorry, in our source, does it say that it's us or b'chol shehu? That was what was added in the source over there. That came from the line in Avodah Zarah. I actually wrote it in under the Temura one. I shouldn't have. It's in the Avodah Zarah one. I'll have to correct that in the table. He says, we learn from there that it's b'chol shehu. So therefore it does teach me something new. V'nisni havala boiha, well then just teach me the source in Avodah Zarah, and don't teach me the source at all in Zvachim. No, takanta itzrichale, you still need to learn how we repair it. You need to learn about the mum. Without learning the takana, you wouldn't the Avodah Zarah lesson just leaves you hanging. So that wouldn't help me. So that doesn't, you know what? I think I jumped the line. No one called me on it.
Well,
now I understand why I read it that way. Okay, let's go back a step. I'm sorry. I jumped to Avodah Zarah. I should not have done so. I'm going to go back to. It's a good thing it's a short dodge today, huh? I want to go back to Di'ime Hasam. After Va'atzruchan, 7-8 lines up from the bottom, last one of the line, D'i. D'ime Hasam, had it only been from Temura, Hava Amina, Hani Milila Gavoa, Aval Hed Yod Emalo. Now I understand what I did there in the chart. The chart's right, I was wrong. Had I done it from Temura, I would have said that's only because they're Aser Lamizbeach, Aval Hed Yod Emalo, but not Isurei Hana, which we learned in Zvachim. V'ime Hach, had it only been from here, Hava Amina, Hani Huda, Isurei Hana, Ninu, I would have said that's because ours are Isurei Hana. Aval Hani, but these ones that are Asur Lamizbeach and Mutter Bahana, right? The Lavi Surya Anonin, who has the Bach throws in, Emalo, I would have said it doesn't apply. Tzrichi, therefore you need both. To which the Gemara says, no. Hatanale, still, we learned those that are Asur Lamizbeach in our Mishnah. So I don't need what you're doing in Temura. We didn't mention Avodah Zarah yet. To which he says, yeah, but Mikatani B'chol Shehu. Kol Shehu was news. We didn't have that. Kol Shehu is what is in Temura. We only had Kol Shehu over here. Now, Kol Shehain is the language there, sorry. Well, it depends on who you have. Rashi is Kol Shehu. But that part we didn't get here is this Kol Shehu issue. So that's new. V'nisni ha v'lo boiha. So why didn't you just mention Temura and not mention our Gemara? Yeah, but takanta itzruchale. You needed the discussion that we have here because it gives me the takana, the way to repair it. That's the key. So the Gemara says, okay, now we got that. Now we bring in Avodah Zarah. Dehed yonami tanale. You're telling me you needed to learn Isurei Hana from Zvachim. I already had Isurei Hana elsewhere, and that's the source in Avodah Zarah. So therefore you know Isurei Hana. I don't need that from our discussion. No, Tzricha, you needed it. Why? Had you learned it from there, Hava Amina Lehejot, I would have said that's unique because that's entirely chulin, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It is not dealing with karbanos. The Avala Gavoa, Emalo Nafsadinu Lakulu. If it's a Beis Hamikdash item, I would have said don't lose everything. The Ime Hakanad, you only had Zvachim, Hava Mina Hanimili Kachim Demais. I would have said we're that strong because it's a carbon that got mixed in with Isurei Hana, and the carbon loses its something, it becomes repellent even if it's Asur Bana. Ava Chulin Delomais, Ema Isurei Hana Libali Baruba. If it's mixed in with Chulin, that's not such a big deal. And therefore it could be Batal Barov. Tzricha, so you needed all three. You needed Zavachim in order to teach me that there's no Kula despite the loss of Kachim and that we're dealing with Isurei Hana. You needed Temura to talk about Karbanos, which are mixed in with things that are Mutar Bahana, right? As well as to use the language of Kol Shehu. And you needed Avodah Zarah to teach me about where they're mixed in with Chulin. The Lomois with the Chulin. So that's why I needed all of them. Tosus points out we also have Kinim. We have a Mishnah in Kinim, which teaches the same thing. I put it at the bottom of the page there, where the birds got mixed up. I'm going to give you nightmares with the Kinim. But the bird got mixed up with other birds that are Usser. So what about that one? So his answer is, yeah, but those are birds, which are inexpensive, and therefore I might have thought that what you do with the birds does not extrapolate to what you do with the animals. We can require you to bring a lot more birds. We're not going to do the same thing necessarily with the animals. The Karen Ora also deals with it, but we'll have to leave it for another time. Kashmir, what's a good response to the Zaka?